This goes to Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Lynn Ray, it's L-Y-N-N-R-A-E, Martin, M like Mary, A-R-T-I-N. Date of birth is 2/9/1947. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Martin with primary hyperparathyroidism and hypertension. Her last visit was March 17th of this year. Her weight is unchanged, and she is feeling well. She's had a few adjustments of blood pressure medications. She is now on amlodipine 2.5 milligram daily, and that does seem to be helping. And also the tenormin is 12.5 milligram a day instead of 25 milligram a day. Otherwise, she's doing very well. And she states that blood pressures have been more controlled since those changes were made. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, sputum production, or no chest pain. Urine is clear. She states that there is a very strong odor. She's had several urinalysis done, and generally they don't show that she has UTI problems. But she is wondering if she should see a urologist about the very strong odor. And sometimes she has pain with urination and dysuria. It improves if she drinks a lot of water, she says. But it's worse if she is not drinking and is more on the dehydrated side. Physical exam, weight is, or actually medications, were already reviewed. And I also want to note the Sensipar 30 milligrams on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 136 pounds, pulse is 62, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff 130/76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 8, 2025. And creatinine 0.91, estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium is 10.2, intact parathyroid hormone is 61.9, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.6, albumin 4.3, hemoglobin 13.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, primary hyperparathyroidism, and she's stable on low dose of Sensipar. We will continue to monitor labs every 6 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Barry Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.